Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on this Thursday morning. And joining us by telephone today is Dan Watkins, commander of the Veterans of Foreign War Post 1786 here in Manhattan. Dan, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, absolutely, Brandon. Been kind of looking forward to it. It's been a while.
It has. Yeah, we just haven't had the room for a lot of events here lately. And I was really pleased to hear that you're going to have an event coming up tomorrow to honor a day that is so important to America and all of us here.
Yeah, it's called the Patriots March, and one of our post members, he's been a participant in the Tough Rup several years now, and he found out that it had been canceled, and we talked about it, and he still has to do it. He's going to do it virtually, but we talked about it. We're going to do what's called the Patriots March. And it's 26.2 miles, and we also have what we're calling the final three, which is for anybody that can't do the whole 26, and we're going to have a 1.5 pickup, and it's kind of encouraging everybody to get out. And the biggest thing about this is, yes, it's Patriots Day, which everybody's familiar with, you know, the attack that happened on 9/11 in 2001, and it's also POW/MIA month, which, as everybody knows, it's really important not only in the city of Manhattan, but also Riley County for what we did last year, making them a POW/MIA city and county.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so this is a great way to do that, I think, to commemorate both of those. And this is a free event, and anyone can participate, right?
Yes, anyone can participate. If anybody can't do the march, they can come out and volunteer, you know, even if it's for a couple hours or an hour or whatever. We do have the route, and anybody that wants to participate in that can come out, you know, drive around. We will have support vehicles out there. We're also working with Pottawatomie County. We've got some resources with them, too. And the biggest thing is, if come out about 8:30 in the morning, because we're going to have the ceremony at 8:30. Yes, the march is important, but the ceremony is going to be really important. We're going to have a special guest that is a Gold Star mother. And for those that don't know what a Gold Star mother is, that's somebody that lost a family member in combat. And she's going to give a little bit of a presentation.
That's wonderful. I mean, that's not something you get all the time, and I'm sure that'll be a very moving speech that she'll give tomorrow. And so that'll be at 8:30. That's at Valley View Memorial Park, and that's Blue Township area, right? Just east of Manhattan.
Yeah, just east of Manhattan, just past Green Valley. It's right there on the right-hand side.
Okay, perfect. In talking about this march that's going to take place then after the ceremony, 26.2 miles, that's quite a bit. So that this will be an all-day event then.
Yeah, it's going to be an all-day event, and we're going to have base camp, so to say, set up there at the cemetery. So if somebody just wants to come out and say, "Hey, I'm here, you know, I want to volunteer some time," they can do that. So I'm doing it myself. I'm doing the whole 26. I'm doing the whole 26 too.
Are you?
So. Oh, yeah.
Good job. All right. Well, that... I've
been training for it for about 5 months now, so...
Excellent. So you have to carry a minimum weight here is 15 pounds in a ruck or a backpack, and then...
Yep, minimum 15, and then 16 to 30, and then over 40. That's going with the Tough Ruck, because that's the weight limits on the Tough Ruck. I do know that there are some people that are actually marathon runners that are going to come run it. More power to them. They're welcome to do that. So, yeah.
Is there any significance to that as to why it's done that? I've never heard of a march like that. Maybe you can kind of explain why.
So, going kind of back to the military, that's kind of the road march, what we used to call road marches, force, it's actually a force march. And that's the that's the weights and the force march. And then that's also part of the tough ruck, which is that the tough ruck is with, it's usually done with the Boston Marathon, kind of that same week as the Boston Marathon, but it's to honor fallen soldiers and also those that committed suicide. So it's, that's kind of where that's at.
Okay.
And yeah, the tough ruck actually has guidelines, and that's why one of our post members that's doing it, that's why he's I think he's carrying, I think he's doing 15. So, but that's the tough ruck part of it that he has to do, and then we kind of plan the Patriots march around the tough ruck.
Okay. And this is something that'll happen. I mean, it's been kind of a rainy week. Rain or shine, you guys are going to do this no matter what.
Oh, yeah, rain or shine. I did put on our Facebook page, you know, bring rain gear because we're not going to cancel it. I mean, I've had several calls and I've got several emails and people have been messaging the Facebook page. It's going to be canceled because of rain. It's like, no, we're going to do it anyway.
Wonderful.
What
a great idea for an event here. Is this something, have you guys done something like this in the past, or is this kind of a first of its kind?
This is going to be the first one. Usually, what the VFW does, American Legion, DAV, is they do a Patriots Day ceremony. So, you know, kind of the recognition kind of thing, like, you know, a bunch of other organizations do also. But we put this together and we're really hoping that it goes together really, really good. And if it does, we'll do another one next year. So, and year after and year after, and as long as I'm commander here at the post.
All right. Yeah, I remember last year, I think we had the governor here for the 9/11 ceremony at the high school ball field. What are your memories of that day? It's such a staple of our history now.
Well, that's actually a really good question because I was working at the University of Missouri as a paramedic, and I was starting my training with Task Force One, which it's a national response unit that goes everywhere. And I was working a day shift, and we were standing in the emergency room, and one of the doc that was on duty that day, he's like, you know, I don't believe this, because the doctor's office was just right off of the emergency room. And everybody just kind of, what? So we're watching this, and our EMS supervisor, his Task Force One pager went off, and he's like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get the supervisor truck. He's like, here's my keys. He's like, you need to open up the locker or open up the, you need to open up the closet. And he said, you need to get all of the storage stuff out. And he's like, I'll be back in like 5 minutes. And we loaded up his truck and off he went, and Task Force One deployed immediately. And how things happened, because I was still in training phase, I didn't get a go, but that's pretty much what happened with me. And I do remember one thing. There were, and it's just kind of, you know, kind of trains kind of derailing here a little bit. Mm-hmm. But some of my colleagues were canines with Task Force One. And this is kind of something a lot of people don't know about, is they had search dogs that actually looked for live people. And the dogs were getting depressed because they were finding so many dead. So they had the EMS workers and firefighters and police and stuff, everybody that was out there, they actually started hiding them in some rubble so the dogs could find live people. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Wow, that is something. Well, obviously it's a heart-wrenching day for many, and especially those who experienced it firsthand. I mean, I think there's a few days in our history, if we were alive for it, we remember just about everything we were doing that day, and that one certainly sticks out to us.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So this event tomorrow, again, let's run through the schedule and when things will start here tomorrow.
Okay, so the actual registration starts at 7:30 to 8:30, and then we're going to have our ceremony. And then about 8:50, we'll have our moment of silence. And 9 o'clock, we're going to hit the road. And hopefully everybody's done in the 10 hours. That's the maximum. And we're looking forward to anybody that can come out, you know, to come out. And then, of course, I do have to say that the current CDC and Department of Health codes are in effect. I encourage everybody to take their own precautions as necessary. One of the biggest things is while we're in the area, because there's going to be a lot of people, there's going to be people from different places. And while we're in the area with, of course, you know, personal protective equipment is required, and as people, you know, want to wear a mask and stuff, that's fine. During the march, they don't have to. Just have to have appropriate social distancing and stuff. So,
yep. All right. Well, we'll encourage everyone to come check that out. If you can't participate in the march, at least come out for the ceremony tomorrow morning at 8:30. And Dan, we sure appreciate it, and good luck.
And I do have one other thing that I'd like to mention. It's not related to this at all.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So as people know, the VFW does awards for first responders, firefighters, EMS, and police. And last year, Officer Michael Wagenblast won, of course, the post, and then he won the district, which is comprised of 20 posts. And then he was actually the winner at the state level. And once they win the state level, they're nationally, all the officers in this, it's not just a singled out one. All the officers that are recognized at the state, that win at the state level, are nationally recognized as VFW Police Officer of the Year. So out of thousands of nominations, I'm pretty sure he actually's got like 6,000 posts. He won the state of Kansas, and then he actually joined the elite group of the 50 law enforcement officers from the United States as recognized as VFW Officer of the Year. And RCPD has a post on their Facebook page. We have one on ours. And I've had a chance to talk with him, and he's a wonderful human being, wonderful police officer. He's really a true role model.
That's awesome. Well, glad to hear that recognition. Thank you so much. And we'll hope you have a great event here tomorrow, and good luck to you as well.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, and to me, it's, you know, not only remembering 9/11, but also all of the military, you know, that either paid the ultimate price or took their lives. I mean, this is a pretty big thing for all of us. So
absolutely.
But looking forward to everybody being out there that can come and enjoy some time. And rain or shine or snow, we're still doing it. So
sounds good. Well, we'll look forward to it. Thank you so much, Dan. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this.